Good afternoon. Yeah. I was preparing, and this whole time, I was coming up, I was reminding myself, say good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. The first thing I say when I come up here is good morning. So this afternoon, we're going to be exploring the book of John.
So 今天下午呢，我们会一起啊读一下这个约翰福音
chapter 15 verses 1 to 8.
是呢，十五章的这个一到八节。
So you can either look up there, hopefully, or turn to it in your Bible.
大家可以呢，有可能我们今天没有这个幻灯片了，所以大家可以看一下你的手上的那个短章或者你手上的这个 Bible.
John chapter 15 verses 1 to 8.
约翰福音十五章一到八节。
Okay, here we go. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
约翰福音十五章一到八节，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上， 自己就不能结果子，你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。 你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也就是我的门徒了。This
is the word of the Lord.
那这是神的话语。
Okay, let's start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father God, thank you for today. Thank you for this month, this season. We come before you and we pray that you would just open our hearts, open our ears, and open our eyes. God, that we would be receptive to your message from your word. In your son's precious name, amen.
Amen. 亲爱的天父，感谢你赐给我们这个主日，给我们这平安的一周，平安的一个月。今天感谢你赐给我们今天这个时间，求你开我们的心眼，让我们今天能够看见你的话语，接受主你的真理。奉主耶稣基督的名求，amen.
If I were to ask, how many of you want to be spiritually mature? I would probably see most of you, if not all of you, raising your hands.
那如果我问你们了，说你们中间有多少人想在你们的灵命上呢变得更加成熟？那我想可能如果不是全部人，至少大部分会举手。But
what if pain were a necessary ingredient to growth? Would you still want it?
那如果说痛苦呢是这个灵命成长里面的一部分的时候，那你还会举手吗？
We often get mixed messages about pain in the Bible.
那我们呢，在读圣经的时候，里面呢，常常看到关于痛苦方面有一些矛盾的信息。On
one hand, in the Old Testament, God promised Israelites blessing as a result of obedience.
那一方面呢，旧约里面我们看到了神呢应许了以色列人，跟他们说，只要你们顺服，你们就会得到祝福。And
we can often interpret those blessings as having prosperity and freedom from pain.
那这种祝福呢，我们通常可以理解为呢是繁荣，还有一些免受痛苦的自由。
On the other hand, pain is constant throughout the Bible.
但是呢，另外一方面呢，痛苦呢，就却是贯穿了整个圣经。
Virtually every major character in the Bible experiences it, with some of the greatest people, such as Jesus, Paul, David, and Moses, experiencing a tremendous amount of it.
那事实上呢，其实圣经里面的每一个人，特别是那些很伟大的那些人物，包括耶稣基督、保罗、大卫，还有摩西，他们都经历了非常非常多的痛苦。
In the Bible, there are often illustrations comparing spiritual growth to plants.
那在圣经里面呢，常常有这样的属灵的成长呢，比作是植物的成长。
In Mark 4, Jesus talks about planting seeds in different kinds of soils, which yields different kinds of results.
那在马可福音的第四章里面呢，耶稣有谈到呢，在不同的土壤里面播种呢，会产生不一样的结果。
But often we tend to understand our growth as having a linear pattern. As we get older, we just naturally grow.
但是呢，我们往往呢对这个属灵的成长呢，我们有一个线性的理解，也就是说呢，我们想认为随着我们年龄的增长，我们只会继续自然的成长。
But oftentimes we know that it's not true.
但其实很多时候我们知道，那其实并不是这样子。
Because if it were true, then people who are the oldest, now I know in this church it's probably the case, the older you get, the more mature you are. But outside in the real world, this is not always the case.
大家可能也知道，当我在我们教会里面当时的是吧，我们的年长的弟兄姐妹朋友其实是更加是成熟的，但是在可能这个教会以外的世界里面，可能并不一定是这样子，不一定是你年长你就更成熟。
Yeah, people in their 50s and 60s, and they're angry, they're not very kind, they're just not very good people.
我们也见到很多的五六十岁的人啊，他们其实经常的愤怒，他们也不太友好，他们就真的看起来不像很好的人。
But you have people in their 20s and 30s who seem to be very mature and very wise and who have very compassionate characters.
但是呢，你会看到呢，很多的二十出头的三十岁的年轻人，他们确实是非常的友好，而且非常的成熟，而且呢非常好。
So we know that growth does not go linearly according to our age.
所以我们知道，其实呢，这个成长它并不是说随着我们年龄的增长，我们就会成长。
We all have different patterns.
那每一个人其实成长都有不一样的模式。
And God has different wills for each of our lives.
但是呢，而且神呢，对我们每个人其实也有他的有不一样的这个意愿。
So in verse 2, Jesus talks about pruning.
那在第二节里面呢，耶稣谈到了修剪。
What is pruning and why do we need it?
那什么是修剪呢？为什么我们需要修剪呢？
So, according to the internet, here's a definition. Pruning is a careful selective process that involves cutting off parts of a plant to improve its shape and spark new growth.
那这个修剪呢，我们在这个互联网上找到的定义是这样子啊，它是一个非常谨慎的有选择性的过程，涉及到了切断了植物的某些部分，来改善那个形状，还有激发新的生长。
Exactly what type of pruning is necessary depends on the particular plant.
那每一种植物，那到底需要什么样类型的修剪呢？是取决于这个植物的类型的。
Some plants, like roses or other flowering plants, only need dead or weak parts removed.
那有一些植物，比如说一些比如玫瑰或者其他开花的植物呢，我们只需要把它那些死亡的或者虚弱的那些枝杆呢去掉就好了。
Other plants, like ornamental grasses, benefit from being completely cut down to the ground.
但是另外一些植物，比如说一些观赏性的草呢，我们就需要呢一直把它剪到跟地面差不多一样的那么高度，才对它们有帮助。
Some of us are like roses, while others are like grasses when it comes to pruning.
所以呢，当在修剪方面呢，我们有些人就像玫瑰，但另外一些人呢，就像那些观赏性的草一样。
God knows exactly how each of us needs to be pruned.
所以呢，上帝其实知道我们每一个人需要什么样的修剪。
If you're wondering whether pruning hurts a plant, the truth is that pruning does wound it.
那如果说你想知道呢，你心里想说这个修剪对植物到底有没有伤害呢？那事实上呢，修剪呢，其实呢，确实会伤害到植物。
Before pruning, the plant was growing in a certain direction.
那在修剪之前呢，这个植物呢，它是向着某一个方向在成长的。
But then its progress has been cut off.
那修剪的时候呢，就把它这个进展就完全给啊切断了。
All of a sudden, it has no direction, only pain.
那突然间呢，这个植物就没有任何方向，剩下只有痛苦。
But after the initial trauma, as it heals, different chemical reactions take place to push the plant to the next level.
所以呢，在最初的这个创伤之后呢，然后呢，植物就会愈合，然后呢，不同的这个化学反应就会发生了，并将这个植物呢就往推向了一个新的高度了。
This pruning process stimulates a plant's natural healing process, which promotes healthy growth.
那这个修剪的过程实际上呢是刺激了植物的自然的愈合过程，然后促进它的更加健康的成长。
Flowering plants usually produce more flowers after pruning.
那一些开花的植物呢，通常在修剪之后呢，它们就会开更多的花。
Likewise, fruit trees often produce larger and healthier fruit after pruning.
那同样道理呢，果树呢在修剪之后呢，通常会结出呢更大的、更健康的果实。
So if we see all this happening to plants and the need for pruning them in order for them to grow, what does it say about us and the pruning process?
那如果说我们看到了其实植物需要这个修剪来让它们生长得更加的健壮，那我们想着修剪对于我们人来说有什么意义呢？
So number one, pruning is painful.
所以第一点，这个修剪其实是很痛苦的。
God will call us to experience pain.
那其实神呢是呼召我们去经历痛苦。
Whether we want it or not, part of being spiritually mature will incorporate pain.
所以呢，其实我们想要还是不想要都好，其实呢，我们属灵的成长里面一定会蕴含着痛苦。
Because that's how we grow.
因为那是我们成长的方式。
It is necessary.
而且那是很必须的。
Coming to church every week doesn't mean you grow.
那只是说每一周来到这个教会呢。并不意味着你在成长。
Listening to 100 sermons a week doesn't mean you grow.
如果说每一周听上百个这个传道，也不意味着你在成长。
Growth only comes through experience.
那其实呢，这个成长呢，只有说经历了，只有经历才能成长。
And this growth often only comes by painful experience.
而且这个成长呢，通常是伴随着这个很痛苦的一些经历。
Secondly, pruning is an individualized process.
那第二点呢，是修剪其实是一个非常个性化的过程。
We're very different people.
那我们每个人都很不一样。
Even though we're all Chinese.
那即使我们都是华人。
All very capable and talented.
那都非常有能力，而且呢非常有这个天赋。
Humans are extraordinarily complex.
但是我们人呢其实是非常非常的复杂的。
Our personalities are different.
那我们的个性是不一样的。
How we grew up is different.
那我们怎么样的成长也是不一样的。
How we respond to things are different.
那我们对不同的事物的这个回应呢也是不一样的。
How our personalities are different.
那我们的这个性格也不一样。
The trauma and the pain that a lot of us have experienced is different.
那其实呢，对每个人对痛苦的这个经历也是不一样的。
So what happens when we get pruned?
那所以呢，当我们被修剪的时候，那到底是会发生什么事情呢
？It may be a singular event.
那有可能那是一个单一的事件。
It may be a series of events.
有可能是一长串很多的事情一起发生。
Like maybe for one person, oh, they have cancer.
那比如说，可能有一个人他可能不幸得了癌症。
But then it could be cancer compounded with, oh, you just got into a car accident.
啊，也很有可能说，可能是。有这个癌症加上可能有一个交通的事故。
And on top of that, your brother just passed away suddenly.
可能或者还更糟糕，有可能说你的一位哥哥可能刚刚去世。
So it just really depends.
所以呢，其实呢，每个人所经历的痛苦都不一样。
For some, the pruning process can be very short.
那有一些人的这个修剪的过程呢，可以是非常的短暂的。
Maybe you lost a job and you got one in 2 weeks.
有可能说你失业了，但是两周之内又找到另外一份新的工作了。
For some, it can be a very long chronic illness.
但是呢，有一些人呢，这个痛苦的修剪的过程是非常长的，非常痛苦的。
You've seen every doctor, both Eastern and Western.
那比如说你看的这个
doctor
医生对吧？在看无论是西医还是中医也好。
So it just really depends.
所以呢，其实呢，这个是每一个人所经历都不一样。
The intensity, the quantity, and the duration will vary.
所以呢，这个修剪的这个强度， 它的数量还有它持续的时间都不一样。
Causes will also vary.
那原因也是有不一样的。
You know, oftentimes we always want to know why.
那经常你会想说为什么会这样子？
Why am I going through this?
那为什么我要经历这些痛苦？
I run every day.
你说我们每一天都跑步。
I eat organic every day.
我每一天都吃这个organic 这个有机食品。
You know, and I don't watch TV.
然后我也不看电视。
All I do is read the Bible.
啊，我真的是一天到晚都读经文。
Why is this happening to me?
那为什么那些痛苦会发生在我身上？
Now, on one hand, it could stem from your own choices.
那当然，有时候这个有可能是来自于你自己平常所做的一些选择。
I know all of you are all very amazing people, but I would gamble that you have at least made one bad decision in your whole life.
那我知道大家真的是非常好的人，但是呢，我赌的说，可能在你的生命里面，你可能至少做了一个错误的决定。
And sometimes the pruning comes from just a really bad choice.
有时候这个修剪是原因，可能就是因为可能是刚好你做的那个不好的这个决定。
And sometimes you may not even know it.
有时候你可能都根本不知道你做了一个错误的决定。
Right, sometimes, for example, within marriage or as a parent, we will do things and we don't think that it's going to have bad consequences.
所以有时候我们在婚姻里面，或者说我们在教养孩子的时候，有时候我们根本不知道说我们做一个决定，那是可能会带来一些不良的结果的。
We have good intentions.
但是我们的这个用意是好的。
But wow, people are complicated.
那但是人却是非常复杂的。
And things get messy.
有时候事情会变得非常的复杂。
But yet, this is part of the pruning process.
所以呢，这就是这个整个修剪过程里面的一部分。
Our pruning may also stem from someone else's mistakes.
那有时候我们这个修剪呢，有可能是来自于别人所做的一个错误的决定。
For example, if you get into an accident and it's the other side's fault, you didn't do anything wrong.
有时候可能在一个交通事故里面，可能是另外一方的这个责任，那你没有做错任何的事情。
But now you're in a wheelchair and you need 6 months of rehab.
那有可能说，那因为交通事故你受伤了，你好像坐在轮椅上6个月来慢慢的康复。
Sometimes it's just because it stems from us living in a sinful world.
那有时候很简单，就是因为说我们其实是生活在一个有罪的这样的堕落的世界里面。
I know so many people who lived really healthy lifestyles. I won't say so many. I know three, but. Three people who ran, who exercised, who ate well, but then they all died of heart attacks relatively young.
所以我知道至少我有三个人我认识的人他们的这个生活方式非常的健康，跑步，然后呢吃得很健康，但是结果他们都在年轻的时候就死于这个心脏病了。
Natural disasters cause a lot of problems. Fortunately, we don't live in a place where that's the case.
这个自然灾害当然会造成很多很多的这个痛苦。当幸运的时候，我们所住在这个地方没有太多的这个自然灾害。
Oftentimes it can feel unfair.
而且很多时候我们会觉得这个真的是不公平。
For example, look at Joseph.
如果我们看一下约瑟
What happened to him?
看他的经历。
The guy was constantly doing the right thing.
那约瑟一直做的事情都是对的事情，好的事情。
Right, he didn't sleep with his master's wife.
他并没有跟他的这个主人的妻子行淫。
And what happened?
但结果他怎么样呢？
He got thrown into prison.
所以他被就丢到监狱里面了。
And then what happens? He interprets dreams with visions given by God. And what happens? He thought he was going to get out of prison. Yet what happened?
然后还有呢，就是呢，他为这个法老所解梦的时候，明明是神给他的这个话语，他解完梦了，但是他以为他要可以出狱了，结果怎么样呢？没有出狱。
Yeah, after he interpreted the dreams for the baker and the cupbearer, he stayed in prison for another 2 years.
所以他为这两个埃及的官员解完梦之后呢，结果他继续留在监狱里面还待了2年。
Right, that's not fair.
所以这听起来并不公平。
Right, it seems like God, what are you doing?
有时候他就想说啊，神啊，你在做什么事情啊？
The pain must have been so deep.
所以当时可能对约瑟来说，这个痛苦一定是非常非常深的。
Right, just when he thought, oh, God has given me the ability to interpret dreams, he must be letting me out soon.
他肯定想说啊，神给了我这个恩赐，让我解梦，能够解梦，他应该很快就把我弄出监狱了。
And what did the cupbearer promise? Oh yeah, I'll definitely tell Pharaoh that You were the one who got me out.
Yeah. 这位埃及官员当时也跟他承诺，也说啊，是的，是的，我一定跟法老说，是吧？啊，跟你说，你给你解了梦，我们会把你从监狱里面弄出来的。
But what happened?
那大家记得发生什么事情吗
？He just waited, maybe one day, one week. Oh, it just takes a little bit of time. Maybe he's busy.
那但是他说可能啊，再快一天吧，再快一周吧，是吧？然后他说可能是他可能是非常忙当时啊。
Then months, then another year.
然后就是又过了一个月，结果又再过了一年。
You lose hope.
然后这时候可能是人可能在这种情况下可能就失去这个盼望希望了。
You wonder where God is.
然后你就会想着说啊，神了，你在哪里呢
？Yeah, pain is present even when we do the right thing.
所以呢，其实呢，痛苦呢是无处不在的，即使我们做了正确对的事情的时候。痛苦都是还在的。
But we have to believe that God is in it.
但是我们要相信，其实神在这个痛苦里面与我们同在。
Pain isn't just something that happens; that's something we have to deal with.
那这痛苦并不是说只是就是刚刚发生，然后我们要自己要独立的应付这个痛苦。
God knows what's going to happen to you from beginning to end.
那神其实从一开始到最后，他都知道说会我们在我们身上会发生什么事情。
He has a very specific purpose for you.
那神其实对我们每个人有一个非常明确的特别的这个目标。
And it'll often conflict with our Chinese American dream.
有时候可能是对我们的这个我们的华人的这个美国梦呢可能还是有一些冲突。
Because God wants us to be more fruitful.
因为神呢希望我们多结果子。
We want to be fruitful too.
当然我们也想多结果子。
Just in a different way.
但是呢可能是不一样的方式。
We want to be more fruitful in our bank accounts and our portfolios.
那可能是我们希望我们的银行账户里面和我们的投资组合里面有更加的更丰盛的果实。
But you know the funny thing is that's very shallow.
但是呢很特别很有趣的说这个其实是比较片面的。
Because you are also capable and talented. God created you to do amazing things.
所以呢我们每一个人其实呢都是非常的有能力而且呢非常的有天赋。神创造我们是做一些更伟大的事情。
But what do? We limit ourselves into just worldly success.
但是呢，我们做什么事情呢？我们通常把自己呢，就是受限于这个属世的一些成功。
We're all like Ferraris.
那我们每个人可能都喜欢这个法拉利的这个跑车。
But driving 30 miles an hour.
但是呢，可能是开它的时候，可能开一个30英里一小时。
And so God is like, no. I made you to be a sports car to do amazing and wonderful things.And here you are just focused on making money in the world, which isn't going to last anyway.
Yeah. 神却说那不是，我想你呢，我想让你当一台真正的跑车，可以跑得很快，做了一些真的是很伟大的事情。但是呢，我们每个人呢，却定睛只是在这个属世的成功里面。
So that's why God has to prune us.
那就是这就是因为神他需要修剪我们。
Often just to take our focus away from the wrong things.
那修剪的时候，其实让我们呢。不再定睛于那些不对的事情上。
To take us away from the wrong direction, he has to cut us.
那呢还有呢，如果我们走的方向不对，那他就要切断我们这个生长的方向。
Because he cares for us.
因为呢，他很关心我们。
He loves us.
那他爱我们。
Even though it may not feel like it when we're going through it.
那当然，有时候说你在经历这些爱的时候，有时候你可能感觉不到。
But this is also part of following Jesus Christ.
那当然，这是也就是说要跟随耶稣的这个一部分。
You know, in the beginning, we say we want to be spiritually mature.
那一开始的时候，我们就讲说，我们想在属灵上更加的成熟。
But we're not wanting to pay a price for it.
但是我们却不想为此而付出代价。
Most of us are content producing maybe 2 or 3 pieces of fruit every season.
那可能很多人只是觉得说，只要每个季节我就要产生一两个果子，我就很满足了。
And God says, No, I want you to produce a bountiful harvest.
但是神说不是的，我想你真的是要去获得很多很多的这个果子。
And the challenging part is the price is often being pruned and living in pain.
那当然，这个很挑战的地方就是说，这里的代价就是要被修剪，而且呢，要生活在痛苦里面。
You know, the one thing is when we're in pain, we often try to seek answers and try and regain some kind of control in the midst of this powerlessness.
那所以呢，还有就是，当我们处于痛苦的时候呢，我们时常呢就去寻找一些答案，而且呢会试图在无能为力的情况下重新获得某种控制。
You know, realistically, even if we do know the cause, even if we know that God is using this moment to help us grow, it doesn't really do that much to diminish the pain.
而且事实上呢，其实呢，即使我们知道这个痛苦的原因，我们知道说上帝是要利用这个时刻来帮助我们成长，这也不会帮我们减轻痛苦。
This is also why telling people that, oh, this is part of God's will, or other words of comfort, they actually aren't all that comforting.
啊，这是为什么呢？让我们有时候对别人说，哎呀，这是上帝的这个意愿，他的旨意，啊，或者说一些安慰的话，但实际上这些话并不那么令人安慰。
Right, or it'll all turn out okay at the end.
或者你说啊，那到最后所有事情都会变好的，没问题的。
Or it's okay, you'll just be stronger.
或者说你要变得更加坚强，没有问题的。
They may be true.
那当然，你所说的这些应该都是真的。
But it doesn't offer a whole lot of comfort.
但有时候真的是没有帮助，没有办法去帮助减轻别人的痛苦。
You know, the last several years within kind of Western culture, there's been a strong push towards empathy.
那所以可能在这个西方的文化里面呢，在过去几年里面呢，啊，很多人都提倡了同理心。
So, what is empathy?
那所以呢，同理心是什么来呢？
So typically, when people are in pain, so let's say one of your friends is going through a very tough time, we often use sympathy rather than empathy.
很多不是，特别是比如说，当你的一个朋友可能是当时在处于很痛苦的状态里面的时候呢，我们经常给他们的是同情心，而不是同理心。
So sympathy is when we make an effort to distract the other person or to try and look at the good or silver lining in a bad situation.
那同情心呢，是指说当我们呢是努力的去分散啊、这个朋友的这个注意力，想让他呢在糟糕的情况下让他去看好的一方面。
For example, if someone says, "My mother just died."
那比如说有人说啊、哦，我母亲刚刚去世了。
Sympathy would be, "Oh, my mom died several years ago too, but it was okay after a while."
那同情心呢会这样说，是说哦，对了，我母亲几年前去世了，但是我过了一会儿就好了。
Or a friend may say, "My son just dropped out of college."
或者有一个朋友跟你说，哼，我儿子刚刚从大学退学了。
We know for Chinese people that's really shameful.
那可能对我们华人来说，这个真的是一个不太光彩的事情。
But what do we say?、
哦、我们会说什么呢？
At least he has two younger sisters who are doing well in school.
我们会可能会说啊，至少他的两个妹妹在学校还是表现非常好的。
So a lot of times there's a lot of 至少、right?
所以很多时候都会说同情心就够，至少怎么样。
Mm-hmm. Empathy, in contrast, is not offering advice or judging the other person.
那可能另外一方面呢，同理心呢？是说我们不会给他们提供建议或者去、判断他们论断他们。
It's sitting with them and offering your presence.
很简单，就跟他们坐在一起，然后呢让他们知道说你跟他们在一起，与他们同在。
Sort of like when Job's friends first sat with him after he suffered everything.
大家记得约伯的故事吗？约伯刚刚在真的经受的痛苦的时候，他的朋友就坐在那里跟他坐在一起。
So often Job's friends are criticized for giving bad advice or bad analysis.
那有时候我们经常呢，这个约伯这些朋友，我们用他们来做反面例子，因为他们呢经常在那里呢批评约伯。
But the one good thing that they did is they saw how much pain he was in at the very beginning, and they just sat with him.
那至少有一个很好的事情他们做的就是说，一开始的时候，他们看到约伯经受了非常大的痛苦，他们那时候只是坐在那里，陪着他。
The problem is when they started opening their mouths.
那当然了，当他们开始说话的时候，那问题就来了。
Because in painful situations, words really don't have much of an effect.
那所以呢，因为呢，在很痛苦的这种情况下呢，有时候言语其实不会有太大的帮助。
In fact, for people who hurt strongly, it takes all their energy just to survive the pain.
其实呢，对于那些当时在经受的很大的痛苦、很多的创伤的人来说呢，他可能要需要用他所有的能量、所有的精力去经历这些痛苦。
So for those of us who don't experience a lot of pain or who are very resilient,
那可能是我们有些人呢，可能是说不会经历太多的痛苦，或者说很能承受痛苦。
We don't really understand how much effort and energy it takes others to get through their daily pain.
那可能我们不会理解说对于其他人来说他们需要多大的这个努力才能去 经历经过每一天他们要经受痛苦。
Right, this is part of my growing process.
而这个呢，对于我个人来说，就是我这个成长的经历。
Because I'm very resilient.
因为呢，我是很能承受痛苦的。
But my wife is not.
但是呢，我太太呢，却不太能够承受痛苦。
I didn't understand her pain.
所以很多时候我并不理解，并没办法理解她的痛苦。
And here's the tough part for people like us. People who are in pain also are, because of culture, they hide their pain very well.
而且可能这个也跟我们的文化有关系。很多时候有很多人在经历痛苦的时候，他们会把他们的痛苦来隐藏得很好。
So for those of us who don't get it, we assume that they're okay.
那可能是对于像我们一些人来说，我们并不理解的时候，我们就觉得哦，他们是没问题的，很好的。
So we put more judgment on them.
有时候我们就会有更多的论断在对他们有更多的论断。
We put more pressure on them.
你给他们更多的压力。
And because they're not telling us how much they hurt.
那因为他们没有告诉我们说他们当时呢受到的伤害有多大。
We just keep pushing.
我们就一直这样子去给他们压力。
And so right now that's why empathy is so important.
所以为什么说现在是说同理心是非常重要。
Because it gives the other person a chance to not beon the receiving end of so much pressure.
所以呢，可以呢，让对方呢，其实呢，他们不会说再承受那么多的压力。
Why aren't you getting better? So we would say, why aren't you getting better?
哦，我们会说，哎，为什么你还没有好起来呢？
Aren't you praying for this?
然后会说，你没有在祷告吗？
Aren't you trusting in God?
那你难道你不相信神吗？
So it takes someone in pain and puts them in even greater pain.
然后呢，所以呢，对于这个承受痛苦来说，你是让他们在承受更大的痛苦。
Where do we learn all this?
那我们在哪里可以真的是可以学习到这些东西呢？
It's not in the Bible.
其实不在圣经里面。
I mean, if you look at Jesus,
那如果说我们看一下耶稣，
He's a master of empathy.
他其实呢，这个可以提供同理心的这样一个大师。
He probably doesn't even need to say anything, and you would know that he cares for you.
那可能他根本都不用说一句话，你知道说他真的在关心你。
He's not going to say, why are you so weak?
他不会说，哎，你为什么这么的软弱？
Why aren't you so capable like all the other people?
为什么你不像其他那样那么有能力？
He would just look at you and you would know that he understands your pain.
他可能就看你一眼，你就知道说，哦，他明白我的痛苦。
Your sorrow.
然后你的痛苦。
Everything that you've been struggling with but that no one around you understands.
那所有这些困难你一直在这个经历的时候，就你周围的人都不明白，只有你一个人明白的。
And you can go through the Gospels and you can see this.
那你可以呢读一下这个这个福音，你就会看到这些东西。
People feel understood and loved.
那这个在圣经里面，真的是耶稣所基督的人，他们都知道说他们被理解，他们呢被爱。
And it's tough, especially for us Chinese people.
有时候都对我们华人来说，这个更是困难的。
Right, oftentimes we.Love or appreciate people based on how well they perform.
有时候我们经常是真的是，我们去爱一个人，去感激一个人的时候，常常基于他做的有多好。
Right, as parents, who are we gonna, which kid are we gonna brag about?
比如说，可能是我们有几个孩子，那我们作为这个家长的时候，我们会老是说哪一个孩子好。
You know, obviously the one who went to Harvard and is now a doctor.
那肯定是那位就是去了读了哈佛的，现在是一个医生的这个孩子。
Not the one who is struggling with depression.
那肯定不会是说那位可能现在是有很多的这个忧郁症的这个孩子。
And still doesn't have a job at 28.
可能28岁了还没有工作这个孩子。
Right. This is what following Jesus is about.
那其实呢，真的是当我们说我们要跟随着耶稣基督的时候，这就是其中的真正的含义。
Learning empathy.
要学会怎么样。有同理心。
And sometimes that's part of our pruning process.
而且呢，那个可能就是我们有时候我们整个修剪过程的一部分。
Like it was mine. I'm not naturally very empathetic.
那可能对于我个人来说，我其实我不是生出来我就非常的有同理心的。
Right, I'm a fighter.
那因为我是一个经常去喜欢奋斗的人。
I persevere and I don't get easily hurt.
Yeah, 我非常的坚韧，我不会很容易的受伤。
I do what it takes.
然后我就很集中精神，我会努力的去做一件事情。
Right, so part of my pruning through a lot of pain was to learn how to be compassionate for people.
所以呢，这对于我个人来讲，我的这个修剪的过程叫要学习怎么样去同情别人。
Even if they're making bad choices or decisions, or they're not living up to what I think they should be doing.
即使呢，有时候我觉得他们是在做了一些错误的决定，或者说他们我没有，我觉得他们没有去真的是去尽最大的努力。
But the one thing we have to realize, even in the midst of pain, is that God doesn't cut us to kill us, but to heal us.
那很重要的，我们要理解的，要明白的是说，在这个经历痛苦的时候，其实呢，上帝修剪我们不是为了要杀死我们，而是为了要医治我们。
It's the difference between being stabbed by a thief and the scalpel of a surgeon.
那这个区别就好比是说被小偷的刀刺了一下，还有就是在做手术的时候，外科医生的刀把你的皮肤割开了。
In both situations, you're being cut.
在两种情况下，你都会被割伤。
In one case, though, you're being harmed, while in the other case, your pain will lead to healing and recovery.
但是在一种情况下呢，你会受到伤害的；但是在另外一种情况下呢，你这个疼痛呢，会导致你最终的愈合还有康复。
However, both situations contain pain caused by a knife.
当然了，两种情况呢，里面都会有这个有刀伤所引起的这个疼痛。
Okay, so what do we do about our pain other than just enduring it?
那我们对于痛苦来说，我们除了忍受它之外，我们还可以做些什么事情？
See, Chinese people, we're really good at enduring pain.
那华人可能是真的是在忍受痛苦这一方面呢，是特别的出色的。
If we think if a goal is worth it, we're willing to endure anything.
那我们如果认为这个目标是很值得的话，那我们真的就会忍受很多的痛苦去坚持下去。
But the problem is we ignore the sorrow and the anguish that accompanies the pain.
但是有时候我们却忽略了这个伴随着痛苦的这些悲伤还有这个疼痛。
Other than holding it in,
那除了就是说我们把它藏在自己心里。
Maybe the other permissible way of expressing our pain is through anger.
那有时候我们可能说我们认为另外一种可以接受的这个忍受方式忍受痛苦的方式就是愤怒。
Which is a very unhealthy way of dealing with pruning.
那这个就是一个很不健康的方法去应付这个修剪。
In the Bible, one of the most common ways of dealing with pain and pruning is through lament and crying out to God.
那其实呢，在圣经里面呢，一个很常见的这个应付这个修剪的方式，其实是哀歌哀哭。
And crying out often has this cathartic response or result where it fosters a dependence on God and it's understanding that your faith is being tested.
那这个其实哀哭的时候其实有一个很好的方式，就是说它让你呢对上帝有更多的这个依靠。
So let me ask you this. How many psalms are psalms of lament?
那我问大家个问题哦，在这个诗篇里面大概有多少篇子是哀哭的哀歌的？
Any idea?
大家有没有这个数字？
Okay, so there's 150 psalms.
那有153
150
150 篇
Depending on how you count it, it's anywhere between 65 to 70.
那其中就是大概有60到65篇其实是哀歌来的。
That's a lot. That's more than a third.
所以呢，这是超过三分之一，其实里面都是这个哀哭。
Now, hopefully, not more than a third of your life is constantly beset by grief and pain.
那当然，我希望说不会说你的生命的超过三分之一的生命都是这些痛苦和哀哭啊。
But those psalms are in there for a reason.
但那些其实哀哭的这个诗篇，其实是在那里是有它的原因的。
It gives voice to pain.
它可以让这个痛苦呢，可以被这个释放出来。
And a lot of inner turmoil.
那还有你心里面的那些挣扎。
I mean, look at David.
我们看一下这个大卫。
He's like 超级牛人 kind of person.
David 超级牛人，不用。
Right? He's a poet.
那他是一个诗人。
He's a soldier.
那是一个这个勇士。
He's a musician.
他是一个音乐家。
He could probably be a model.
他可能作为模特。
And you know he became a king. He's very capable. He's a very good politician.
然后他也成为了一个王，而且呢是一个非常好的这个政治家。
But many people, based on the psalms that he wrote, speculate that he had some sort of depression.
那但是很多人呢，说基于他所写的诗篇里面呢，很多人猜测他有可能是有这个忧郁症的。
Read the Psalms where he's crying out. He says, "My bones are groaning."
所以他说看他的诗篇，他说我的骨头都在痛。
Right, the innermost of me is just in so much pain.
所以他其实内心最深处其实是在经历痛苦。
So some of us may not be that eloquent.
那可能说我们不是每一个人都那么的这个愿意把心里面的事情讲出来。
But I know many of us, and even in my circles, we pray the Psalms. Sometimes when you're just like, God, why have you abandoned me?
所以有时候其实说至少说在我认识的人里面，很多人其实在祷告里面其实是用这诗篇里面的祷告的，会问说神啊，你为什么丢弃我？
Right, because that's what Jesus said when he was on the cross.
这个就是说耶稣曾经在十字架上他就是说了这样的话。
So much pain.
非常非常多的痛苦。
And he says, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
他会说神啊，神啊，为什么你丢弃我？
And I know many of our practical minds go, well, you're going to see God very soon. Why do you worry so much about God the Father abandoning you?
很多人可能当时就说，我不用担心了，你在十字架，你很快就见到神了，为什么要担心神把你丢弃呢？
Right? But we don't understand that pain, the amount of pain of just feeling as though God's not there.
但是其实是当时真的是说，他经历那个痛苦是极大的痛苦。
D.A. Carson, who is a very famous professor and theologian, says, there is no attempt in Scripture to whitewash the anguish of God's people when they undergo suffering.
那其实D.A. Carson 他在他的书里面讲到说，在圣经里面没有人试图粉饰上帝的子民遭受痛、遭过苦难时候的痛苦。
They argue with God. They complain to God. They weep before God.
那他们与上帝争论，而且呢向上帝抱怨，而且在上帝面前哭泣。
Theirs is not a faith that leads to dry-eyed stoicism.
那其实他们的信仰没有让他们说是可以一滴眼泪都不流的去忍受痛苦。
But to a faith so robust, it wrestles with God.
而但是呢，他们的信仰是非常非常的强大，所以呢，以至于他们敢于跟神去这个摔跤。
An active faith is a faith that is constantly wrestling with God.
所以呢，真的是一个当我们这个信仰非常的活跃的时候，其实是有时候我们是要与神去摔跤的。
Oftentimes there are no easy answers.
那经常其实没有一个很容易的答案。
And even C.S. Lewis, I'm sure many of you know that Oxford-trained author.
那大家可能很熟悉的这个作家，这个 C.S. Lewis.
It was funny. He wrote a book before he experienced the loss of his wife. It was called The Problem of Pain.
所以呢，就在他真的失去他太太之前，他写了一本书。书的名字就是说，痛苦的这个问题。
It's very philosophical.It had all the right answers.
那是非常哲学有哲理的一本书，有很多的这个好的答案。
But it was written by someone who hadn't really experienced pain.
但是呢，他写这本书的时候，其实他真的是没有经历那个巨大的痛苦。
Then he lost his dearly beloved wife.
那然后他失去了深爱的妻子。
Oh, well, everything changes.
那突然间对他来说，所有事情就改变了。
Right, all the easy answers and all the easy explanations switched.
所以他之前所想到的所列出的很容易的答案都被反过来了。
He wrote another book called A Grief Observed.
然后呢，他后来写了第二本书，另外一本书，那就是这个
A Grief Observed. I don't know how to translate that. 很伤心。
Maybe.
Yeah.
我不知道怎么办。
But basically, Now You Know is written by someone who knew what pain was about, what pruning was about.
那你读他这本书的时候，你就知道说这本书的作者肯定是经历很大的痛苦，知道。修剪是到底是什么滋味？
And one famous quote came from this book.
然后呢，有一句话呢是来自于这本书的。
And basically, he's reflecting, why is God so present a commander of our time of prosperity, and so absent a help in time of trouble?
那其实当时大家反思这一点，就是说，为什么在我们一切都胜利很繁荣的时候，神呢却是要我们去很依靠他？但是呢，在我们困难需要帮助的时候呢，他好像就不在我们身边，不帮助我们了。
So what are we to do?
所以我们应该怎么做呢？
You know, on one hand, hey, it's good for me.
那有时候你会觉得啊，是的是，这个对我来说应该是有很有帮助的。
It's necessary.
然后可能也很有必要的。
But it's often overwhelming.
但有时候真的是说，它是常常超越我们能承受的。
We can lament.
我们有时候可以哀哭
We can cry out.
我们可以神去呼求
But here's the really, really tough bit.
但这里真的是很困难的一块一个事情
It's even though God is very present,
那即使神他是永远跟我们同在的。
He is in the boat with us in the midst of a storm.
啊，可能在风浪里面，他跟我们在同一条船上。
But sometimes it feels like he's sleeping.
那时候觉得他好像在睡觉。
Right, but he's there.
但是实际上他真的在。
And will we perish?
那我们会走向灭亡吗
？No.
当然不会啊。
But it is a strong test of faith.
但这是真的是对我们的信心的一个很强烈的这个测试。
And that's the hardest part.
那这是最困难的一部分。
Is we rely on God.
有时候我们真的依靠主。
And His mercies are enough for each day.
有时候我觉得说他的恩典有时候每一天可能对我们每一天生活都不太足够。
And sometimes that's all we can do to just make it through the day.
有时候真的就是说靠了他的恩典可能就是我们需要这个来经历我们每一天。
Right, it's like manna. You can't save it up.
有就像你的这个平常的做人的这个礼节有时候你不能把它存起来的。
You just have enough for what you need to make it through the day.
刚是马拉所以你真的是说你不能把这些马拉给保存起来。你那天够吃的神就给你那么多。
Being pruned is painful.
所以呢被修剪是很痛苦的。
So, and knowing that it's necessary for our spiritual growth doesn't make it all that much easier.
那即使我们知道呢，这个修剪呢是对我们成长是非常有必要的，但是这不会让它更加容易。
Especially if we don't even really care to grow spiritually.
尤其是当我们其实不太想成长的时候。
Many of us, I can imagine, are just thinking, I don't want to be that spiritually mature.
那这时候我可以想象，就可能很多人心里在想说。我不一定想那个在属灵上那么成熟了。
The cost is too high.
因为这个代价实在太高了。
But this is our call as followers of Christ.
但是其实这是我们作为耶稣基督的跟随者，这是对我们的呼召。
Remember the road is narrow.
所以大家要记住这条路是一个窄路。
It's not easy.
所以呢，很不容易的一条路。
That's why we have a body of believers to encourage each other as we go through this journey.
这就为什么我们真的是作为这个信耶稣的人，我们要同为肢体，要互相的这个支持，互相的鼓励。
And we should also take solace in the fact is that the reason God prunes you specifically you is because He loves you.
而且我们应该都因为有这个心而得到安慰，因为呢，上帝修剪我们，原因是他爱我们。
He wants to unlock the potential that you have.
他想把你的那一面，他给你的潜力要释放出来。
Many of us are willing to take different steps to unlock our professional potential.
那我们很多人其实我们都愿意做很多的事情来去释放我们这些职业上的这个潜力。
But we really have no idea on how to realize our spiritual potential.
那实际上我们却不知道怎么样才能去这个实现我们在属灵上的这些潜能。
Being pruned will bring that out.
被修剪其实呢神会帮你把这些潜能给发掘出来。
Whether we like it or not.
那我们喜欢还是不喜欢
？But oftentimes, what happens is once we have undergone the suffering and we look back, we are able to see God's hand in all this.
因为经常真的是，当我们经历这些痛苦，我们在往回看的时候，我们就明白说神当时为什么要修剪我们。
In verse 8, Jesus says, "This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit."
所以呢，在第八节，神耶稣说，这是因为要给我的父这个荣耀，所以你们才要结果子。
That's showing us to be true followers of Christ.
而且呢，就是要我们显示出来，我们是真正的追随耶稣的人。
Christ bore an immense amount of pain.
所以呢，耶稣为我们经历了非常大的痛苦。
Christ was crushed.
所以他真的是被骨头被打碎。
Some of us have been crushed.
那当然，我们可能是经历了很多的这些失败。
But in the process of making wine.
那但是呢，在这个酒也在我们这个制造酒的酿酒的过程中
，Right, grapes must be crushed before they can be turned to wine.
这些葡萄其实它真的是要被完全的压碎的。
Completely crushed, your body, the whole body of the grape is crushed.
所以这个葡萄会所有的都被完完全全的压碎。
We can't take a little needle and just take out the juice and then put it into a cup.
所以我们不能拿一根针筒呢把这些。汁呢抽出来，然后就放到这个杯里面是不行的。
It's violent.
所以呢，其实呢，真的是非常非常的这个暴力，要被完全压碎。
It's painful.
非常的痛苦。
But ultimately, it becomes wine.
但最后，葡萄就变成酒了。
which is the potential that God wants to unlock in all of us.
这个就是神要在我们身上发掘出来的这个潜力。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father God,
亲爱的天父，
we come before you this afternoon.
我们这个下午我们来到你的面前。
And we live in a world that's racked by pain.
我们生活在一个经常被痛苦所困扰的这个世界里面。
Even though we try our best to avoid it.
有时候我们真的常做我们的最大努力去避免这些痛苦。
God, it's pretty much inevitable.
但是这个痛苦是我们知道这是没有办法避免的。
Lord, help us to desire to grow.
求你帮助我们让我们心里真的想成长。
We pray, God, that we would meet you face to face in the midst of our pain.
求神帮助我们，我们希望我们在痛苦里面，我们能够真的是和你看见你的荣光。
That when you seem absent, that we continue to reach out to you.
有时候，即使你好像不在我们身边的时候，我们真的是要努力的呼求你。
That we do not give up on you.
我们不会放弃。
Even though it sometimes feels like you're giving up on us.
有时候，即使是觉得说你真的是放弃了我们。
Lord, encourage us.
求主你帮助我们。
Help us to be a body that encourages others who are in pain.
求你真的让我们成为肢体，可以帮。可以相互的帮助去承受经历这些痛苦。
Help us not to judge others.
帮助我们不要论断别人。
And help us not to be self-righteous.
让我们也不要很这个
不要像法利赛人。
不要像法利赛人。
And think that we are so strong.
觉得我们自己是非常的这个坚强。
And look down on others who are weak.
却真的是看不起那些我们觉得是软弱的人。
Help us have empathy.
帮助我们，让我们有同理心。
And have compassion.
有这个同情心。
Because these things don't come naturally for many of us.
但是这些事情不是很自然的，对我们来说都很不是很自然的。
But these are so necessary as followers of Christ.
但是作为这个耶稣的跟随者，这些都是必要的。
Because you embodied empathy and compassion.
因为呢，你给了我们这个同理心和同情心。
Because God, even as we take the cup of communion,
所以呢，当我们拿这个这个
领圣餐的
对领圣餐的时候，对这个酒。
We pray God that we will remember your crushing.
所以呢，我们求主让我们记住你的这个你当时被压碎。
God, that the wine or the symbolic wine in the cup,
这个杯里面的酒的这个意义。
That it would point us to the fact that you were crushed.
让我们知道说真的是你为我们而被压碎。
And that is the necessary part as we drink it.
那这是真的是让我们领这个圣餐的时候让我们记住这是真的很重要的一部分。
We thank you for dying on the cross for our sins.
感谢你在这个世界上为我们的罪而死。
We pray, O God, that you would never stop changing us.
求主你真的是永远不要停止改变我们。
That even if it involves pruning, Lord, you would give us courage and boldness to persevere.
即使真的是这是要对我们做修剪，也求你真的帮助我们。
We pray all these things in your Son's name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.